Cambridge Breakfast with Shutterly Fabulous. No other shutters come close.
The Cambridge Film Festival is the third longest running film festival in the UK. It gets underway today, and joining us to talk about it is Stella Frangleton.
Hello, nice to be here.
That's a name and a half. Where does Frangleton come from?
Pretty much Warrington.
Warrington.
So there's none of us anywhere, and then we're all in Warrington.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of know the feeling. So tell us a bit about the background of the festival, because it's been running for 38, 39 years?
Well, it's been running for slightly more. So it started in 1977, and this is the 38th festival. And if you can do maths, that means there was a few years that were...
It's a few skip years.
Yes. Since 2001, it's been in Abbeygate. In the Arts Pitch House. So I went into my own different cinema brain. It's been at the Abbeygate. I've done it again. It's in the Arts Pitch House in Cambridge. It's been there since 2001. We've missed no years at the Arts Pitch House. So it's kind of solidly been there for a while now.
So in terms of content, is this something which is for... I don't wish to pigeonhole somebody, which is clearly what I'm about to do. Is this for the card-carrying Arts Picture House member, or would you say it's also accessible for people looking to explore cinema who might, dare I say, otherwise turn up at the, I wouldn't say more commercial cinemas, because there's some pretty commercial stuff at the Picture House, but you know what I mean. You know,
yeah.
This is for more than people who enjoy films with subtitles.
Oh, no. I mean, I know what you're talking about. But it's very much trying to reach beyond the kind of Arts Picture House membership. We put a lot of effort into having really a bit of everything, including, for example, we have films which will get a big release in cinemas later on, but you can see them sort of months ahead at the festival. So it's not, you can, if you want to, go and watch some very arty, obscure subtitled things, but you very much aren't stuck watching those. You can sort of, anything you like, we will have something on. We make a lot of effort to
I normally kind of figure, actually, that if the film, or maybe the TV show, if you think of some of these Scandi dramas, is concerned, if the plot is good enough, or the subject matter is good enough, you kind of forget about the subtitles anyway after a while.
Yeah, very quickly, yeah.
You only notice them when it's rubbish, you know?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we even play subtitled movies for kids. I mean, we have My Neighbour Totoro on, which is Japanese, and you know, as soon as the kind of imagination starts, and you know, these wonderful films, I mean, it just doesn't matter. After 5 minutes, you're completely involved.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
and kids kind of get it's intriguing how things. I'm just trying to think. There's Dora the Explorer, which clearly won't be shown at the film festival, but there's a kids show which drifts off into Spanish, and kids watch it just say, "Oh, a Spanish character. Oh, yeah, there's somebody Spanish in my class." You know, it's kind of how it works, really, isn't it? London Film Festival, that's not far away, is it? Either in terms of geography or in terms of weeks. I think it's only just completed in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So what sort of impact does that then have on Cambridge? Does it help or hinder?
Well, generally we have most of our programme locked down by the time it's on. So it doesn't usually make a lot of difference what we're playing, but obviously it is very helpful when there is some crossover, and it's handy when films do incredibly well at the London Film
Festival. So something sells out, and then people can nip up and come and see it here.
So if you miss it at the London Film Festival, you can, and it gets amazing reviews, you can then catch it at the Cambridge Film Festival, which is something that tends to work quite well for us.
Is everything at the Picture House, or are there other venues? And because they're all hidden away in Cambridge, we know the big cinemas, but there's a cinema in the Buddhist Centre, isn't there? Mm-hmm. And there's another one I discovered the other day, and I can't for the life of me remember where it is now.
Well, we have got some showings at the Light Cinema, and we've also got some showings at Emmanuel, which is pretty much exactly across the road from the Pitch House. So if you know where the Pitch House is, you will know where Emmanuel is.
Yeah, I've got lost inside Emmanuel College from time to time. So,
well, it is well signed and ushered, so don't worry.
trust me, I got lost in Newnham yesterday, so it's good to can get lost anywhere if possible.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105 Radio.
So we are in the studio still with Stella, and we're here talking about the Cambridge Film Festival. So let's go through the whole thing. So it's starting today for 1 week until the 1st of November. 1 week, 106 films.
Yeah, we get a lot into 1 week.
That is a lot of films. How, I don't even want to think about the logistics of organising something like that. And it goes on within the city. Mm-hmm. So obviously screening at the Arts. Where yeah, else are we screening?
So there'll be some at Emmanuel College and then there'll be some at the Light Cinema as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And how do you go about finding the films, choosing the films? How does that work?
Well, it's sort of split between acquiring films that we think are great, have perhaps been at previous festivals or things like that, and submissions. So it's a mixture of filmmakers that we perhaps have seen at previous festivals or kept in touch with, that we want to acquire their films, but then also we like to let independent filmmakers, you know, local filmmakers, smaller filmmakers, submit to us so that they can also get shown at festivals. Because it's really important for, you know, not everyone has a giant marketing budget, yeah. So, but they might still have made a great film. So we like to have a mixture of those sorts of
Fantastic.
Things.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about the local filmmakers. Are there any particular ones that we should particularly, you know, look out for?
Well, I'm a really big fan of Malcolm is a Little Unwell, which is a documentary made by a local news correspondent who it's absolutely fascinating. It's about he had a routine yellow fever vaccination.
Yes.
And he ends up in having, well, an extremely bad reaction to it, which him and his wife film and document in the most fascinating way.
We were talking about that. This. Yeah, I've got Malcolm coming in for an interview, which we'll be playing out next week. It's popping in at lunchtime today. So he sent me a link to the film.
Yeah, it was which amazing.
It's absolutely superb.
Yeah.
And I've never, basically, it's a mental breakdown on camera, is effectively what you're watching.
Yeah, it's incredible. And him and his wife and, you know, other people involved with the film will be in at the screening. So I think that's another thing we try and do. We really try and allow you to have, you know, the filmmakers will be there for you to chat to. It's not just you watch a film and then you leave. It's, you know, you come and get to meet them and everything.
Fantastic. Any other, if you know, 106 films, are there like sort of, can you give us a couple that will just like really stand out that I should definitely pop along to?
Well, we had some this is part of the kind of spontaneity of a festival. We had some rather exciting news last night that the opening film, which is today, The Man Who Killed Don Quixote, is going to be attended by Terry Gilliam. And as I say, that's kind of the fun of a festival. The spontaneousness is, you know, we found that out last night.
You've only just known that.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's the thing of people with busy schedules, they sort of say, I'll tell you at the last minute. And he has told us at the last minute, he will be here today.
Wow.
So that's really exciting. But we have tons of sort of events like that. We have a really lovely event last year was Harriet Kelsall, who's a Bespoke Jewellers, sponsored an event.
Mm.
And she's doing that again this year. It's Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Oh, yes, classic.
Yes, and there will be free sparkling wine and you can chat about beautiful jewellery afterwards if you want to. So, you know, you can really get very opulent at the film festival if you want to.
Lucy wants to know what date,
where. Let's just... I love that, though, because it's you know, that's the kind of thing that you just love about a festival like this. Mm. Yes, it's a film, but actually, after the film, before the film, have a chat with some people. If there's someone selling jewellery and giving you a free glass of sparkling wine, that is a lovely, all-encompassing kind of night out, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not... I think people think it's just lots of showings of films. There is a festival element
as
well.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely trying to make it more than just the films. I mean, we have a family film festival running concurrent. We have the Cambridge African Film Festival running concurrent.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's lots of mini festivals within the all-encompassing Cambridge Film Festival.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Mm. I'm quite intrigued by the strand, the African film part of that. So how many films have you got coming from that sort of strand? Is that
So I believe there's 4 films for the Cambridge African Film Festival. So it's kind of, obviously, Africa's a very large continent, so we can't, it's, you know, only 4. It's really the kind of we really try and show 4 incredible films. I know that one a lot of people are excited about is Rafiki, which is from Kenya, where it was banned because it has it's essentially about a burgeoning kind of lesbian couple,
right?
But it's done so well at film festivals all across the world, they've actually unbanned it.
Oh wow, that's
it literally got itself unbanned by being good. essentially, I think they realised they were perhaps in for a shot at the Oscars with it. I mean, that's the kind of good I'm talking about. Okay. So it unbanned itself by being amazing.
Brilliant.
There is quite a strong film industry in Africa, isn't there? I think Nigeria does that has quite a strong cinematic bend to it.
Yeah, and it's...
Isn't that like Nollywood?
Yes, I was going to say it's Nollywood. And lots of sort of people going outside of the kind of big studios and kind of picking up a film camera and doing it themselves. And there's just amazing film talent. I mean, I'm sure most of the people at the Cambridge Film Festival would like the African Film Festival to be bigger, but, you know, as you say, 106 films in 7 days is already quite a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot going on, isn't it?
So if we want to sign up for any of this, do we turn up or do we book online? What's the best advice?
Either. We have a website, so it's the cambridgefilmfestival.org.uk, which has, you can book through there, you can book by coming into the picture house, or the light, or, you know, it really is, if you want to book up a load, so we have schemes like you can buy £40 of credit for £30. So if you think if you think you're going to come to a few, you can pop in and get that. Or if you just want to pop in on the fly,
And there's a very nice brochure, which I think came with the Cambridge Independent a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
And if you didn't get that, can you pop into the picture house and get one or other places?
Yes, yep. I mean...
we've only got the one left here, so don't come here.
Yes, I mean, we have many of those at the Arts Picture House, part of my job has been putting them absolutely everywhere in Cambridge. So you can probably pop into a lot of places and get it, but definitely the Arts Picture House has plenty.
Okay, that's good. Well, Stella, thank you very much for coming in and chatting with us this morning. That's Stella Frangleton. Cambridge Film Festival starts tonight or today? What time
today
is the first one on?
We're starting. I'm pretty much going to walk from here to start. So
it starts now. That's what we'll say. It starts now at 8:42. Thank you, Stella.
Thanks.
But thank you very much for your company this morning. From me, Julian Clover.
And from me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
And we'll be back tomorrow at 7, right?
At 7. It's been one of those weeks, you know.
I know.
I need a drink.
May I suggest a turmeric hot shot? Perhaps with a splash of gin?